Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Tuesday to you, and hope you're enjoying this day today and enjoying the spring weather that's come our way. And I think we've got the worst of the cold behind us, hopefully the snow behind us as well. And we're ready for some spring weather, and I'm enjoying this time of year. Hope you are too, as we look forward to that first day of spring later this month. And listen, I want to talk to you a little bit today about the familiar verse, probably a verse that most of us could quote. Most people are very familiar, even if you are not a Christian. It's John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Years ago, when sometimes mostly at football games or any kind of sporting event, you'd see somebody with a sign in the stands that said John 3:16. I remember one of the first times that a player wore dark, the black underneath their eyes, Tim Tebow. I think it was about 1992, somewhere in there. Might have been in 2002. I don't remember exactly the year he said it was. He put black under his eyes, and he put the verse John 3:16. I think it was for the SEC championship game, but in any event, Urban Meyer was still the coach there in Florida, and they were sitting at lunch the Monday after that game on Saturday, and Tim Tebow tells a story. The sports information director came up or he called, actually, I think, and Urban Meyer answered, and when he hung up, Tebow, what was that about? And he says, well, he tells me that during the ball game on Saturday, with John 3:16 under your eye, there were, I forget at the time, several hundred thousand Google searches for what is John 3:16. The most at that time, the most searches it ever had for any one thing. And listen, people didn't know. People did not know what John 3:16 was. I remember there was a young man. He was in college. He was a high school graduate. He was in college, a local college, and in Canton area, and grew up Catholic in Canton, Ohio. And we were talking one day at a meal, family members, and somebody brought up John 3:16, and he says, "What's that?" He didn't know what John 3:16 was. He'd never heard of John 3:16. It's difficult for someone like me who grew up in church and grew up in Sunday school. I love Sunday school, and I remember one of the Bible stories and memory verses go back to my Sunday school days. And I was in Sunday school just at that age when I accepted Christ as my Savior. When I learned, one of the first verses you learn is, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Everlasting life. The Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Eternal life is God's gift to you and me. Now I know this, gifts are given. You can't work for it. I want to talk about that gift today, all right? The gift of God is eternal life. Number one, it's an unlimited gift. That means it's for anyone. Notice it says, God so loved the world. God so loved everyone. Every person, every man, every woman, every child, Jesus Christ died for all. He didn't die for some. He died for all. Jesus Christ paid the price for our sins. He bore our sins in his body on the tree, is what Peter tells us. The Bible says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and that the Lord hath laid on him, Jesus, the iniquity of us all. Oh, listen, Jesus bore the sins of all of us. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and Jesus Christ died for all. He didn't just die for the Baptist sins. He didn't just die for the Methodist sins. He didn't just die for the Lutheran sins. He didn't die for just Catholic sins. He died for all our sins. It's an unlimited gift. But it's not only unlimited, it's unmerited. That's what I mentioned a minute ago about a gift. A gift can't be earned. Notice he says, God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. Well, pastor, I think I got to do good. Well, I got to join the church, or I have to keep the commandments, or I got to get baptized. Well, that sure sounds like you're trying to earn it. But it can't be earned. It's a gift. And when I get a gift, it's already been paid for. You know, when I was younger, and it would be my birthday, all right, let's back up. Maybe I'm just married, and it's getting to be close to my wife's birthday. I think about what she might need or what she would want, and I'll go. Back in those days, there was no Amazon. You got in your car, and you drove through the traffic, and you found a place to park, and you went into the store, and you found it is bought what she I thought she would use or want and like, and I'd wait in line and pay for it, get in the car, go back home through the traffic, and then maybe wrap it up, maybe not wrap it up, but put it down ahead of her and for her birthday and say, happy birthday to you. You know what she did? She'd open it. Now, she gets a gift. She didn't have to do anything for it. I say, now, if you wash the dishes, if you do the laundry, if you clean the house, then you can have this gift. No, that wouldn't be a gift. It'd be a wage. She knows that she's getting that as a free gift. It's hers because it's already been paid for. Someone else has already done the work for it. In this case, I would have done the work so she could have it free. Well, when God says his gift to us is eternal life, it means the work has already been done. Someone else has already paid for it. Listen, you spell salvation. Either you spell it D-O, do this, do that, do this, do that, and every religion has their own list of do's, or you spell it the way the Bible does, D-O-N-E. It's done. It's not what I do. It's what Jesus has already done for me, and I accept his gift of eternal life, which is through Jesus Christ our Lord. The songwriter said, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. I'm going to tell you, folks, it's an unlimited gift. It's an unmerited gift. Nobody earns it. It's already been paid for. The gift of God's eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. It's not through what we do, it's through what Jesus has done. Sadly, I'd have to tell you, number three, it's an unclaimed gift. It's an unclaimed gift. This gift of eternal life that I claimed as a young boy is unclaimed by so many. The Bible says in John 1, verse 12, but as many as received him, Jesus, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. You imagine if I made the sacrifice and I bought my wife the gift and I set it down in front of her and she didn't open it. If I go by the next day and it's still sitting on the table, and the next day and it's still sitting on the table, I'd be so disappointed. I'd be heartbroken that she never accepted my gift. But I wonder how many listening to the sound of my voice today have never accepted God's gift that he provided through his son, Jesus Christ, over 2,000 years ago. Have you accepted? Have you received Jesus Christ? I didn't ask if you went to church. I didn't ask if you've living a good life. I didn't ask if you've been nice to people. I didn't ask about your good deeds. I asked, have you received Jesus Christ as your Savior? How do I do that? Well, number one, you admit you're a sinner. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We are all sinners. We're not sinners because we sin. We sin because we are sinners. It's what we are. It's in our nature. But it's sin against God. Our sin is always against God. And as a sin against God, we need to pay the debt for sin. The wages of sin is death. Now, death isn't just physical death, though it includes that. But it's a separation from God in a place called hell, where we're punished and tormented for our sin against a holy and a righteous God. And by the way, he's just to do that because we're guilty. You say, well, what do I do? That's not good news. No, the good news is this. God loves you. God loves me, and he doesn't want us to be separated from him and punished for our sin. So he sent his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, into the world to live a perfect sinless life and then die on the cross as the payment for our sin. The Bible says in Romans 5 and verse 8, God commendeth He proved his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He died for us. He died in our place. Jesus was the perfect, sinless Son of God. He never committed a single sin. He was tempted in all points like we are, the Bible says, yet without sin. And that's huge because had he sinned, he'd be in the same boat we're in. But he never committed a sin. But listen, the wages of sin is death. So Jesus died on the cross, so he paid the wages of sin, but they weren't his sins. He didn't have any. Whose sins was Jesus paying for? That's right. He was paying for your sins and for mine. He became sin for us when he knew no sin, that we might have the righteousness of God in him. That's why the Bible says we have to accept Jesus Christ and his payment for our sin as our hope for heaven, and he'll give us that gift of eternal life, and we shall be saved. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You believe in your heart that God has, that Jesus died for you, was buried, and rose again the third day, that he paid your sin debt? Listen, believing Jesus paid for the sins of the world, that's just believing a fact of history. There's people in hell today who believe Jesus died for the sins of the world. But the truth is, salvation is when you say, I believe Jesus died for my sin, that he took my place, that Christ died for me. And then you'll call on Jesus and trust him, believe in him with your heart. Trust means you rely on it. You put your weight on it. You're depending completely on what Jesus has done, not what you can do. What he's done for you in dying for your sins. Buried, rose again the third day. He lives. A living Savior can save you. A living Savior can give you eternal life. And he will today. He's only a prayer away. A prayer doesn't save. Believing in your heart is what saves. But you call upon the Lord. With the heart, man believes unto righteousness. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. And if you never called on the Lord Jesus, why don't you cry out to him today? Ask him to forgive your sin. Ask him to be your Savior. For if you call, he will save. You do your part. He'll do his part. And then tell him that you plan to live for him. And live for Jesus day by day. Keep listening, and we'll give you some instruction about how to live for the Lord day by day here on Words to Encourage Radio. If you pray today, and you from your heart will trust Jesus as your Savior, will you let us know about it? We'd love to rejoice with you. We can get you some Christian material. If you don't have a Bible, we'd love to get you a Bible, some material that'll help get you started living for the Lord and living a Christian life. Greatest decision you ever make is to prepare for eternity, is to receive God's gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. Have you received him? If you haven't, do so today. I'll be praying you will. Well, let's get together again tomorrow, shall we? And of course, that'll be Wednesday, and that'll be church night. And I'm going to continue this kind of theme on why people are lost. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile. sunny smile.